Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
So we celebrate tonight at the first of what I hope will be many tree-lighting ceremonies here at Dasher's Tree Farm, not only because Mr. Pole was such a rock star, thank you, Rocco, but because he gave Dad and I our miracle, our holiday world, that we can now share with you.
Baba Natale! Baba Natale! La Signora Claus, Baba Natale!
That language is sweeter than a silent night. Where might you be from, little one?
I thought Santa and Mrs. Claus spoke all languages.
Of course we do. As sure as reindeer fly, you were speaking...
Italian, right?
Of course! Italian. That's what I was gonna say. That's right. Right?
See.
I love messing with the foreign language options on Netflix. You should hear a Disney princess sing in German. They go from sounding like a chipmunk to sounding like my mom when my dad forgets to do the dishes.
Ha!
I'm Ella Warm, like the weather.
Matteo Devine.
Like the night.
Scusi?
The song, you know.
Oh, no. God. It's spelled D-E-V-I-N-E.
Just take the win, kid.
Not D-I-V-I-N-E.
One for each of my new friends.
Snow globes? Awesome. Thanks, old lady.
She's not an old lady. She's Signora Claus.
Been called worse. Hold tight to those.
Yeah, my mom's been looking for some more useless junk for her garage sale that never seems to occur.
Occasionally, the big guy grants a wish to his truest believers when they shake it.
The big guy? You mean God?
Baba Natale!
That means Santa.
Oh, I get it now. Thanks.
Santa.
Okay, you two. Sneak forward to the front of the stage. They're about to light the tree.
Come on.
Scusi. Sorry. Scusi. No.
Oh, bummer, dude. Your snow globe.
Signora Claus and Baba Natale grant one wish.
Hey, it's okay. Take mine.
But what about your Christmas miracle? I couldn't.
Are you kidding? This is Santa Claus, Indiana. Our high school mascot is Frosty wearing a football helmet. And I just made the one friend who's traveled outside this plastic bubble. Already got my wish. Oh, night divine. Come on, Maddie, they're lighting the tree.
Celebrate tonight at the fifth tree lighting ceremony here at Dasher's Tree Farm, not only because Mr. Pole was such a rock star. Thank you, Bruno. But because he gave Dad and I our miracle, our holiday world, that we continue to share with you.
Welcome to Holiday World. Please proceed to the left to catch our annual tree lighting now in its fifth year. Merry Christmas! Did you know that the Christmas trees were first made popular by Martin Luther? Yuletide greetings! Fun fact, during World War I, Pope Benedict called for a Christmas truce between the British and Germans.
Funner fact, we kiss under the mistletoe because Frigg, the Norse goddess of love, said it would help barren women get knocked up easier.
Ella Warm, like the weather?
I'm sorry, do I...
It's me.
Divine, like God.
I thought you spelled it D-E-V-I-N-E.
You do remember.
Baba Natale. God, we were tinier than elves back then. How did you even recognize me?
Not a single person has responded to my fun facts with more than an eye roll in 8 months. I've had this internship this whole time. Not many girls are like you.
Loudmouths?
No. Curious.
You work here? Who are your coworkers, the gingerbread men?
Since I turned 13. Would have earlier if they allowed it. And anyone knows all our gingerbread men work in concessions.
Something must be wrong with your eggnog and if you like Christmas this much.
Probably true. But ever since some oddly cute girl gave me her snow globe at the tree lighting years ago, guess I can't get enough.
You somehow just made snow globe sound dirty.
Well, it's been really nice catching up. Enjoy the show. The mistletoes are amazing, and I'm sure your friends are waiting.
They are, but any chance interns get breaks?
Oh, not until we're 14.
Oh, I...
Joking. Come on.
Creepy. Is this where they keep Krampus?
You sure know a lot about Christmas mythology.
Only true way to be subversive in this town. If I grew up anywhere else, it'd be full-on dreads and tats for bands I only like because no one's ever heard of them.
I could see you rocking a nose ring.
I just like to read. Anything to get me out of good old Santa Claus, right? Off to college far away, somewhere incredible. With interesting people. Maybe somewhere like Europe.
All you'll find in Europe are more weirdos like me.
And weirdos are exactly what I'm looking for.
You have a phone? Nice.
Parents got it for me when I started high school. Here.
I can't accept this. We barely know each other.
You are a weirdo. Just put your number in it. Then we can talk before another 5 years pass.
I warn you, Italian men are known to give great text.
And so we celebrate tonight at the 10th annual tree lighting ceremony here at Dasher's Tree Farm. Not only because Mr. Cole was such a rock star. Thank you, Jameson. But because he gave Dad and I our miracle, our holiday world, that we have always shared with you. And now tonight, at our decennial celebration, we have a special treat. Reading The Night Before Christmas, Mr. Matteo Devine.
Careful, Tiger. You'll scare the kids.
Christmas is already terrifying. An old man breaks into your home, eats your food, and leaves you presents based on socioeconomic standing. They can handle it.
You know everyone thinks you're crazy when you say stuff like that, right?
Not everyone.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
How does Papa Noel up there feel about you leaving?
Wouldn't know.
Haven't told him. You guys talk like every day.
We text every day. Memes and odd bits of historical trivia like Christmas used to be a holiday where people got drunk and destroyed property. Not real stuff.
Well, here he comes. Imagine it's about to get pretty real. Good luck.
Guess she didn't like my performance.
You kidding? Didn't you hear me cheering? A bit traditional for my taste, but you still killed it.
Yeah. I'm not sure the kids are old enough to hear about the Yule cat who eats you if you don't finish your chores.
Favorite Christmas monster on the count of three. Go. 1, 2, 3.
Frau Perchta, of course.
I mean, she stuffs garbage where children's internal organs used to be.
Classic.
I'm gonna miss this.
What do you mean? We have all of Christmas break to swap terrible stories about the Caracanacolos and his twisted riddles.
Mi transferiro in Italia.
Say it in English.
I'm moving to Italy.
I was hoping your Italian was just terrible. When?
Spring semester, University of Florence.
Florence? So that's where I'm from.
I know.
Would you ever want to move there?
The beautiful language, the architecture, the history, the romance.
Oh. Romance. Got it.
No, I didn't mean...
I said I got it.
Maddie, I've spent my entire life in a town named after an obese white man with his own personal slave labor force.
Okay, so go to Northwestern, NYU even.
Only person I've ever felt myself with is from Florence. I want the feeling I have with you all the time.
So then...
Yes?
You should go.
Oh. Okay. Well, good, because that's the plan.
Great.
Bene.
And so tonight, we celebrate the 15th tree lighting ceremony here at Dasher's Tree Farm. Not only because Mr. Cole was such a rock star. Big riff, blah, blah. Daddy?
Yes, Mrs. Owens?
Mrs. Owens, you've known me practically your whole life. It's Noel.
But I wasn't your assistant before. I need to be professional, show you I deserve this.
Don't be afraid of a little cronyism, kid. My darling wife sure wasn't.
And thank goodness for that.
You two really have it all.
Just took a little Christmas magic.
And me firing you. Is Ella home for the holidays?
Texted me she's coming tonight and has something she needs to tell me. And I finally have something to say to her, too.
Is that one of those old snow globes Rhoda used to hand out as Mrs. Claus? Can you make note to schedule a catch-up dinner with her and Luella?
On it, and yep. Kept this thing all these years, hoping it still has a little bit of that Christmas magic you're talking about.
Christmas magic is always helpful, but don't forget to have faith in your own brand of enchantment, too.
That's places, Noel. You got this, Mateo.
Isn't that Ella? I see her. Here, peek through those curtains. She's... Oh, never mind.
Ella? How does she look? Where's she sitting? Oh no. I'm too late.
Maybe it's her friend? Or brother?
They're holding hands.
Let me see. Wow, that is a big ring. You can probably see it from space. Sorry, kid.
That must have been what she needed to tell you.
I think the song is just symbolic, kid. You don't have to actually fall to your knees.
Shh.
I'm sorry, but this is all very dramatic.
Babbo Natale, if you have any magic left, please, spare it now.
Oh, Maddie.
Shake that thing any harder and it'll burst.
Both had miracles occur here.
I want the feeling I have with you all the time.
So many moments I should have told her. Should have. Could have.
Don't be afraid of a little nepotism, kid.
La Signora Claus, Baba Natale.
And Dasher, and Dancer, and Prancer, and
Just put your number in it. Then we can talk before another 5 minutes.
Celebrate tonight at the first of what I hope will be many tree lighting ceremonies here at Dasher's Tree Farm. Not only because Mr. Cole was such a rock star, thank you, Rocco, but because he gave Dad and I our miracle, our holiday world that we now share with you.
Ooh, that mess is worse than Christmas cookie crumbs and sprinkles.
Signora Baba Natale, it's a Christmas miracle.
It always is. And where might you be from, little one?
Italy, right?
Ella warm? Like the weather?
Of course, Italian. That's what I was gonna say. You two know each other?
See.
Do you mean like in a cosmic sense, or are you just crazy? Either way, I like you, new kid.
Ha!
It's me, Mateo Divine.
Like the nut.
Scusi?
The song, you know. Oh, night divine.
Oh, night divine.
Well, don't quit your day jobs, but I'm still a fan. Here. A new snow globe to replace the one that's broken.
Awesome. Thanks, old lady.
Be careful with this one. Hold on tight to that one, Mateo. Last one you'll get.
See, I will.
Okay, you two. Sneak forward to the front of the stage. They're about to light the tree.
Come on!
My snow globe!
It's okay. Take mine.
I couldn't. They say Santa grants a wish to his truest believers when they shake these things.
You kidding? I just made the coolest new friend in town. I already got my wish.
Hey, I barely know you. I have important questions for you, like...
Like, who's your favorite Christmas monster? 1, 2, 3,
Frau Porchetta! Of course!
Okay, Divine, you're all right.
You're my Christmas miracle.
Drop the cheesy lines and I think you'll be just fine. Oh, night divine! Come on, Maddie, they're lighting the tree!
Vogue, The Run-Through, a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.